Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to my show. I'm Leanne Winston, and it's lovely to have you listening in. What a weekend and a week it's been, and I hope you've all had a really nice weekend as well. My weekend's been a bit hectic. Over the weekend, I had a live show in a little beautiful town in Meningi, which is sort of, I guess it's down south from where I am, and it was lovely connecting with so many beautiful souls. And the messages that came through were obviously needed at the time, and I really love the way that spirit has doing that. And my computer is just at the moment, not sure what's going on there. I'm reading. I've got a people online already looking to connect, so we might start with one of those and we'll just see how we go for a moment. Hello, who have we got there?
Hello, Leanne. My name is Tom. Good morning.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. I was hoping
That's
to connect
good. And would
with
you like to tell us? Sorry, what was that, Tom? You dropped out there for a second.
I'm sorry. I was hoping to connect with Spirit.
Okay, beautiful. Would you like to tell us what area you're from to start with?
I'm up in northern Maine.
Northern Maine. What sort of part of the world is that?
The United States.
America? Oh, okay,
yes.
Beautiful. So, sorry, I'm in Australia and I'm a little bit challenged when it comes to geography, so I'm not too up on all that. How's your day been? Yeah, obviously morning.
Yes, very good so far.
Yep, excellent. Okay, so with Spirit, I'm just picking up on your energy at the moment. I feel that you've got a few people around you in Spirit. For some reason, I keep getting a cat coming around you. So have you got a cat that you were quite close to that has passed? A ginger
just
cat. I'm not sure why I'm saying a ginger cat.
Just recently, yes.
Just recently, you've lost a cat?
Yes.
Okay, I'm very sorry for your loss. I don't normally pick up on too many animals, but the cat is around you quite strongly. It's like I needed to acknowledge the cat before I actually acknowledge the people, like those loved ones around you in spirit besides the animal. So the cat's passing was quite tragic, is the feeling?
Excuse me?
The cat
Chubby?
Passed quite quickly.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I just need to acknowledge that. Now, to me, I get the reference that a cat would hang around your legs a lot.
Oh. She always did.
Okay. Your cat was your life. Am I right? Because I feel like the cat is very close to you. That there's, I know, like, people love their animals, but I feel that the cat meant a lot to you. And I just feel with the cat's energy that I have a big smile on my face. Okay? So to me, it's that feeling of satisfaction with the cat and the love that was there.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
She is. I just feel like she wants to rub up against you all the time, so she'd like to be close. Okay? Would I be right also in saying that your mum's in spirit?
No.
Okay. I have a lady that's stepping in, and to me, I feel like she's on an older level to you. So whether you have an aunt or a grandmother that was close to you that was very similar to mum on mum's side. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I feel like she's got the mothering role with her energy. Okay. So to me, she takes you on like one of her own.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So I just need to acknowledge that she's around you, but she also wants me to acknowledge that she's very proud of how far you've come. Does that make sense with what's been going on around you the last 12 months?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. Yep, you've been through a lot of changes, is the reference that Spirit is making, but she's also pushing the point that you need to be very proud of what you have achieved in that time.
Yes, it's been very hard.
Okay. I want to say keep your chin up is the reference that I'm getting, and remember to look forward. So do you find that hard at times?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So now this is, I'm getting the reference to this is the time for you to take the time to acknowledge what you've been through and what is going on. But I also want to say look at the positives in what's going on. I always say to my clients, remember, no matter what's going on, concentrate on that positive, no matter how small it is, rather than looking at the negative side of stuff. Okay? We all get challenged for a reason, and things happen for a reason, but
hello. Hello. Uh-oh. Hello. Leanne. Hello? Leanne? Hello? Don't hang up, please.
Hello. Sorry.
Here we are. We're back.
Hello, who we got there?
This is Tom.
Oh, hi, Tom. Sorry about that. I dropped out. I'm not sure what happened there. Got disconnected. Sorry. Yeah. So basically what I was saying, I'm not sure whereabouts I dropped, like how much you heard of that, but it's basically like Spirit wants you to take the time now to acknowledge the positives and focus on that and allow yourself to look forward rather than looking in the past.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Oh, that,
Do you have any questions you'd like to ask?
Oh, it's how about, I also lost a dog about a month ago, Lonnie.
Okay. Yep, Lonnie, medium-sized
yes.
dog. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. You have a lot of animals around you in Spirit, would I be right?
Yes.
Yep, okay, because I just feel like I've got a lot of animals. Like I said earlier, I don't normally bring in too many animals, but with you, it's like the cat wanted to step in straight away. Now, would I be right in saying that your dog had a problem with one of its legs?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, because I feel like I've got the limping sort of thing. So to me, whether there was an injury to a leg or there was, it had problems putting weight on that foot, I just sort of feel like the dog would protect that leg, that one leg a little bit.
She was crippled. She couldn't walk anymore.
Okay. The dog was a little bit on the larger side. Like a solid dog?
Yes, at one time.
Okay. Yeah. I do feel that the dog was a darker colour with the energy that I have around me at the moment. I'm not very good with breeds, but I can picture a friend's dog that has that breed, but I'm not sure what it is.
She was a Labrador, and
okay.
She was black.
But he thought there's dark. Okay, that's why I've got the darker hair. Okay. There was something about her eyes. I feel like when I look into her eyes, I could get lost in her eyes. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, she got a little bit of glaucoma as she got older. She was 14.
Okay. Yeah. As much as she aged and she had problems, I feel like she still tried. She had that fighting spirit.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you sit with a picture of her at times?
Yes, we do.
Okay, because I need to acknowledge the picture. So to me, it's that feeling of excitement in the picture. Looking at the dog was very, she used to be very bubbly, didn't she? Very energetic.
Yes.
She kind of reminds me of my dog, which is, my dog's nearly 4 years our age. But she's full of energy and just bounces all the time. And I get that reference to your dog being the same. Now, what was it with her name?
Excuse me?
Was she named after something? Was the dog named after something in particular? Because I feel like there's a significance to her name.
After the actor Lon Chaney.
Oh, okay, beautiful. I just get the reference to the significance to the name for you. Okay. All right. Well, Tom,
thank
you. I might leave you with that because I've got a dash full of callers tonight. Yeah. But thank you very much for calling
in. Thank you so much. Thank you, Leanne.
You're welcome. And
thank you.
Thank you for listening.
You have a good week. Have a good week now.
You too. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Tom. You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Tom, for calling in. And that's really unusual for me to pick up on animals straight away like that. We all work in different ways, and I certainly usually don't get too many animals come through, but connecting with Tom's energy, his amazing cat was dropped in straight away. So that was lovely. All right, we've got a few callers, so I might actually stick to the line a little bit tonight and just see how we go there for time, and then I'll talk a little bit about guides and our spirit, our angels and our spirit guides with you. Hello, do we have somebody there?
Hello.
Oh, hi, how are you? Thank you for calling in.
Very well.
Who have we got
online?
Thank
you for taking my call. This is Kate.
You're welcome. Kate, how are you?
I'm very well. And you, Leanne?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. It's the end of the week here, and it's sort of late evening for me, but it's been a good week, busy week. And do you have
good
a question thing. For me you'd like to ask?
Yes, please. Any messages that you pick up from guides or angels?
From angels. Okay. What area are you calling from, Kate?
Central Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida.
Oh, lovely.
In the U.S.
Yeah. Okay. The weather's nice over there at the moment?
We've had beautiful
summer?
Weather. It's been very rainy, but it's keeping the temperature at a reasonable place. So I'm very happy with the weather. The rest of the U.S.
Lovely.
Is having temperatures nearing 100 Fahrenheit. So it's very hot. We've been in the 80s, which for Florida in July is beautiful.
Yeah, lovely. Well, we're having, I think today was probably about 14 degrees, so it's not very warm here at the moment. That's all right. Now, would I be right in saying you have a daughter?
I do.
Okay. Now, Spirit is, first of all, wants to acknowledge your daughter, okay? So with that, your daughter would be going through some changes at the moment. Would I be right?
Yes.
Okay. I get the feeling that she's very much on your mind of late, okay? I need to say that the changes that she is going through will be okay. So can you connect with the fact that you are you've been concerned with her a little bit lately? Or more so lately, I should say. Okay.
Yes.
It's like spirit want to acknowledge, and I've got a female spirit that's stepping in and giving me the information. She just wants to acknowledge that those changes are going to be for the better, but it's just about being patient. Okay? Your daughter's quite headstrong. Is the reference that I'm getting?
Really?
Yeah. I feel for you the fact that I have a daughter that's very headstrong, and I feel like your daughter is very similar to mine. Mine is 15, nearly 16, and my God, she tries to tell me how it is, and it's like she's got the most experience. It's that reference that your daughter is learning as she's going. I kind of get the feeling the things that are challenging her at the moment are making her a stronger person. It's just that reference that she will continue to move forward, but she is heading in the right direction. Is she having problems with males, like with relationships?
Spot on, Leanne. She is 19 and a half, and she has a relationship with a young man who told her, she goes to university in Europe. This young man told her that he lives in New York, that over this summer break, that he was coming on Thursday to visit.
Yep.
He didn't come, and then he said it was a joke. Which,
okay, cause
in every scheme of humor, I can't understand how that could be a joke.
No, me either. That's a cool joke. To me, I get the feeling his friends are more important.
Oh, is that what happened?
That's the feeling that I'm getting. I'm getting the reference that his friends are more important. So to me, whether he feels that he's had a better offer or there was something interesting that his mate was doing, he was distracted in that manner, which is not a good reason for him to do what he's done. She hasn't known this gentleman very long, has she?
I should say she met him at university last year, so about a year.
Okay. Yeah, I just get the feeling there's a lot of changes going on around her and around that, okay? I get the feeling it's also going to, with the energy that's changing with her at the moment, it will help her to refocus. So whether she's reassessing things that she's doing or the way she looks at things, it's the reference to refocusing. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Can you give me some insight in that the relationship that she has with this young man has a lot of similarities to the dynamic that she has with her father, which is promises are made, not kept, and there's definitely a love there and yet barriers and distance.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is there a distance between her and Dad? Because I do feel that there is the distance with that. That has gone on for years, though, hasn't it, that she's had a heartbroken experience with the promises not being kept.
It has, Leanne. Okay. He is virtually less than 5 miles physically from where we live, and he might as well be in Australia.
It's not very far away, is it, really? 5 miles, what's that, 15-20 minute drive?
Probably less, probably a 10-12 minute drive.
Yeah, yeah. I don't feel that his heart's in it. I just feel that she's convenient for him when it suits him. Okay. You've met this gentleman, this lad?
The young man, I have not. I've seen him on Skype. I haven't physically met him. Leanne? Oh, bless you. Did the call drop again? I'll stand by.
Sorry, Kate, are you still there?
I am here, Leanne. Thank you so much.
That's all right. I'm so sorry about that. My calling service keeps dropping out, and I'm not too sure why it's doing that. I'm not having much luck with technology tonight. The spirit must be playing with it again, or it's just
no worries.
Yeah, me. And I think I you probably heard me ask if you had met him before and you'd seen him on Skype.
Yeah.
What was your gut feeling? Did he remind you of her dad in ways?
In no way, in terms of his physicality, the dynamic seems very similar. In terms of, there's an arrogance, there's bravado, sort of definitely a selfishness.
Yeah. Okay, because I do get the feeling that the personality is very similar to what Dad is. And that sort of, I know it's probably, a cop-out in the sense that using that term that we look for somebody like our dad, as in with the girl side of stuff, I get a reference to she has sort of been drawn to that. So with that, I want to say it's kind of like there's lessons that she needs to learn to make her stronger within dealing with relationships like that. So whether her father has been able to sort of be a pushover or push over her energy rather than her just stand up to him. So it's kind of like she's looking to find that strength or work out that side of dealing with people like that. Does that make sense? It's the lesson.
It does. So what is the life lesson?
Cheating.
It seems awfully cruel.
It is, and unfortunately it's one of those things on our journey that we need to learn. For me, it's that feeling she needs to have the strength to stand up to people like this, okay? She needs to take the power back and not allow them to do that to her. And at 19, I know it's hard to learn those things and it's something that comes with experience of life, but to me that's where what she needs to be looking at, okay? Not only with this relationship, but also when dealing with her father, okay? You had the power to stand up to him at one stage, didn't you?
I didn't demonstrate that very well for her, Leanne. I did. He's an extremely strong personality. And ironically, when we were dating, one of the things that he said attracted him to me is he said, "I love powerful women." And I think he meant that, except in an intimate relationship.
Yeah, he likes the challenges. He needs somebody to stand strong against him, kind of thing. He wants to bounce off of that energy, is the reference that I get. So to me, this time seems like it's about her learning to stand up against that. I kind of feel like she allows them to do that to her. She hasn't found her, I want to say found her legs or found her power to stand in her own energy and not allow them to do that. I don't know if you've listened into any of my other shows, but I've talked about protecting our own energy, where we put ourselves in a bubble and we protect ourselves so other people can't sort of push their energy onto us or pull on our energy. It might be something that's worthwhile for her to try and protect herself and her energy from his. So whether he's deliberately doing it or he doesn't mean to, it's that reference that she'll be able to protect herself with that.
How about
does that make sense?
Cutting cords also, Leanne?
Yeah, that might be something she could be doing, need to do with her father. Is she at a stage that she's not bothered by his relationship, like whether she sees him or she doesn't?
She seems fine when she doesn't. When she does, there's several days afterward of aftermath where she's in a very agitated place.
Yeah. So I do feel that she will get to the stage that she will pull away from him. Unfortunately for her, but I feel like that will be his loss. Okay. I just feel that it's the energy that he puts out there. I actually feel that he puts her down in a sense. Okay, so she's not left
because
feeling good about
Leanne.
Herself or confident. Yeah, it's like it takes that confidence
it's
out of
his way.
Yeah, because I feel your daughter is normally quite a confident person, but when it comes to people, or I want to say it's men mainly that are doing this. It's like that pattern of dad is now coming out in this young man that she's met.
Well, she's even facing this with university professors. There's a certain misogyny, surprisingly enough, that she keeps running into with male professors.
Males, yeah. Have you tried talking to her about your relationship with her dad and how you felt when he did that to you and how that side of it, like, because she may be able to connect to you your experiences on that level?
I think that helps her. Yes, I have. I think that's helped her understand that whilst I strongly believe that we choose our circumstances and we choose the people that manifest to us to learn these lessons. So whilst that's not our fault, we've placed ourselves in these situations, and I have shared these things with her to help her understand and have insight, blame, or fault. And in other words, it's not you.
Yep, that's right. But it's about her finding the strength to stand her ground with people like that. Okay? We have, a lot of the time we will connect on a soul-to-soul level. And have you ever just come across somebody that you don't like, but you don't know why you don't like it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's connecting on a soul level. So it's kind of like she might not, with these professors, it might be just a soul thing that's causing it. But until she's able to stand her ground, I want to say she's not going to get the respect that she deserves from him. Okay? It's like she needs to be that confident person that she normally is with those men. And I feel like it's a man thing on a man level that is allowing them to have the power over her. So I don't know if it's something maybe that she's brought through from a past life. I haven't done a lot of work on past life stuff, but I have touched a little bit on it, and I know we can bring stuff through. So to me, it's like I need to say to her, stop and look at the situation that's going on with these relationships with the professors, her father, the boyfriend, and how they are treating her, how it makes her feel and what is actually going on. Where are the patterns? Because I feel there is patterns in general. And it's like releasing it to the universe and letting go of that. She needs to have the power to stand on her own with that, okay? And I do feel that when she does that, she will then start to receive respect from these people.
And you do see that happening in terms of the energy?
I do, but she needs to do the work on her now.
Right.
Okay? I get the feeling that over the next 6 to 12 months, things are really going to change with her father. Okay? I feel like you'll start to notice that change, and it's more about her standing up. Okay? But it's doing it with respect.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It's been lovely connecting with you. And I wish your daughter all the best with that, but I do feel that she will come out a much stronger person.
Thank
you get a lot
so
of pride
much.
Around your daughter.
Beautiful
You're very welcome, Kate.
Insights. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're very welcome, Kate. Have a lovely night or day where you are.
Thank you.
Thanks, hon. Bye. Okay. Well, thank you, Kate. And like I was just saying, along with lessons, there's so many things that we need to learn. And we do. We go through patterns, and if they keep happening, it's, I always say that's a good time to stop, excuse me, and look at what's going on and take the time to assess it and see why we are drawn to it happening, sort of thing. A big thing is trusting in ourselves, okay, and knowing that we have the strength to take back our own power and not let people like that influence us with their power. And it can be on a soul level that happens, and people don't realize why it happens. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to talk about today, and it's something that Kate's daughter might be able to help use as well, is we have angels around us. Okay. So the angels are always there around us, and they go to work for us. They help us through these situations. I call on my angels at times just for a bit of extra security. Even though I know they're there to work on our behalf, I will still ask them to come in and do that little bit extra on certain things when I feel I need it. And then with spirit guides, we have our spirit guides. We have multiples. I might, like at the moment, I'm working with about 6 guides, and you might have 2 or 3, and it just depends what's going on around you at the time. Our spirit guides are there to help us with different situations and whatnot, but we need to invite them in, work on our behalf. So, Kate's daughter, you can call your spirit guides in and ask them to give you the strength and to help you work through this lesson that is, and deal with your father and these personalities that are overpowering her like that. And she might find that the cycle, she'll break the cycle. And it's kind of like we learn that lesson for it. And I always say when things happen, to acknowledge it, to sit back and take note of what has happened and just release it. Okay? So, yeah, so don't be afraid to call on your spirit guides and ask them in for help. And then, you know, they will come in. They will help you with that. But your spirit guides definitely need to be invited in and given the permission to do that, where the angels are always there around us and they will help us with that. So let's go to another caller. And hello, who do we have there?
Hello, this is Annette.
Hi, Lynette. How are you?
A little bit of a cold, but I'm okay.
Oh, goodness, that was me a couple of weeks ago. Thank you for being so patient. You've been on hold for a little while. Sorry about that. I've got
That's
a full switchboard
right.
tonight, which is great.
Right.
And where are you from?
Actually, Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston, lovely. And what's your weather been like today?
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day. A little on the warm side, but it's going to be sunny and I believe in the 90s.
Oh, lovely.
That's
I'm a little bit jealous.
Okay.
We're in winter over here.
Oh.
Being in Australia, it's midwinter, and I'm looking forward to the summer already. We're starting to see a little bit of sunshine through the day, but very cold nights still. So. And would you like to ask a question?
Yes. In regards to work, I'd like to know what spirit or whatever comes through, what message do they have for me in regards to work?
Okay. With work, would I be right in saying you're a little bit unhappy with work at the moment? It's the feeling
yes.
that I'm getting. Okay.
Yes.
I want to say be patient. I do see the changes coming. I do feel there's a lot of pressure on you that is not normally there.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. It's like they're wanting more from you and they don't want to give you more in return. Would I be right?
Yes.
Okay. I get the reference to looking for work elsewhere. So to me, it's that feeling that I've kind of got that one foot out the door. I'm wanting to look elsewhere.
Yes.
Okay, you're wanting a change. Yeah.
Yes.
You've been there for a while is the reference I'm getting, okay? It's that feeling that I'm in need of that change and I've already got that one foot out the door. So it's like I'm waiting for a better offer to come along,
yes,
or something to be put in front of me before I make that change.
Yes.
Okay. You just feel like you're not respected at work?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and I feel for you. It's just sort of like that feeling that I'm stuck, you're stuck in that same thing day in and day out, and it's like,
yes,
they want more from you, but they don't want to give in return, okay? Things have changed a lot around work over the last few months, is the feeling?
Yes.
Okay. I don't feel the changes are for the better, though, of the business.
Yes.
Okay. I also get the reference to having some strong links with people around you at work. So to me, I feel like you've made some good friends, but it's,
yes,
the reference to the unhappiness. Okay.
Yes.
I don't feel that you're the only person that's reassessing work at the moment in that in around you. I feel like there's multiple people doing that.
Oh, yes. Okay. Everyone seems to be leaving.
Yeah. I get the reference to there's a lot of unhappiness, and there has been for a while throughout the company.
Oh, yes. Wow. Wow, you're good.
Would I be right in saying, thank you. Would I be right in saying that management's under a lot of pressure as well? Because I feel like there's a lot of weight on their shoulders that's not normally there. So whether,
yes,
there's financial issues or with changes that are going on hasn't paid off in the way they expected.
Yes.
Okay. Now, would I be right also in saying you have books around you with work?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like I've got the books. Spirit will give me books as in paperwork sort of side of stuff. To me, I feel,
yes,
like that is mounting up constantly and they're expecting. Then there is time in day.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. I also feel like with your energy that you're wanting a new sense of direction. It's the feeling of changing the direction that I'm heading in. Okay. I do feel that change is coming.
Yay.
You question what you want to do, though, don't you? Because it's that feeling of not being sure yet on what I want to do. I do feel that something new and different will be put in front of you. So to me, if something gets your attention, take note of it because it's been put there for a reason. But there's the reference to excitement around a new position.
Yes, good.
Okay. I feel like over the next 3 to 4 months, there's going to be a lot of change with your work for the better.
Okay.
So whether that's you starting a new position or there's change around that, but it's feeling a lot more positive in that time frame.
Yes. Oh, yes. Does that mean that people will be leaving or?
I do feel people will continue to leave.
Okay. So what would be the positive change that will be happening for me at work?
The positive change to me, I feel, is more possible, like a job, a new position put in front of you, or a new job in a completely whole different area. Because I feel like I've got the change coming, and I feel excited about doing something different to what I've been doing for so long.
So would I be leaving the company?
I do feel that you will leave the company, but I feel like you'll go from one job straight into another. It's like I've got the second job lined up. I need to give notice before moving on into the next.
Okay, good.
But it feels positive, and I feel like there's big smiles around it, so it's more like I'm excited about it.
Good. Do you see when this change will happen?
I feel within the next 3 to 4 months that there's going to be major change around that. So I want to say just be patient for now.
Okay.
Try to breathe through work rather than holding your breath sort of thing and breathing shallow. But I get the reference because it's that feeling that it's like, oh my God, here we go again. I really don't want to do this. Okay.
Yes.
I want to say go in and go through the emotions of work and everything like that, knowing at the end of the day you get to go home and it's more positive.
Yes.
But also have your picture on what you want. Okay. So the job, I feel job in your mind, have that picture and release it to the universe to help it manifest each way, like each day sort of thing.
I will do
excellent.
That. Thank you, Leanne.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling in and listening. I love connecting with people overseas, so thank you so much. You've got such beautiful energy.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, and many blessings to you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Han, and have a good day.
Okay.
Enjoy that warmth.
You will. I will. I'll send some your way.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Post it over. Thanks, Han. Okay, well, take care and all the best with it. Bye.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, lovely. What a sweet person. I just love connecting with people, and that's one thing that with my, I don't want to call it a job, with my ability to connect with spirit and stuff can bring so many beautiful people into your pathway. And I find that doing my live shows, I really enjoy connecting with those that come along. And some of the things and the messages that come out, believe me, there are heartaches out there, and there are some such beautiful messages. And to see that healing that goes on in those readings, even in a mass group, in a live show sort of thing. So I really look forward to doing my live shows. And I go home on a high, and it's just like my head hits the pillow, I'm out. But that feeling of waking up this morning after delivering those messages to the people that come along to the show, it just, I don't know, I can't really explain it. It's just such an amazing feeling being able to help those people connect with their loved ones, to hear those messages and to even just feel and know that they are still around them, even though they're not here in the physical, their energy is still around them. Okay, so let's try another caller and see who we got here. Hello, who do we got online?
Hi, Leanne, this is Laura. I'm in New Jersey in the States.
Hi, Laura. In where, sorry,
hi.
In the States?
New Jersey.
Hi, how are you? So, New Jersey, so it's morning over there for you?
Yeah. Well, dawn at 6:30.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Wow. Thank you so much for waiting and being patient. My desk has been really full of callers today. So did you have a question you'd like to ask?
Yeah, I'm looking for work, and I had an in-person interview for a consulting company, and then the other day I had a phone interview for a company that is a small startup, and it's a medical company out in California that would require me to travel, and I'm wondering if you see me getting the consultant. Yeah, do you see me getting either one of those jobs or something different?
I feel the second job is more the stronger job for you, and I feel like that would work better for you. I also feel that you've got a lot going on around you with the work side of stuff. So to me, it's that feeling of jumping in and things being full on straight away. Now, with the medical side of stuff, would that entail a little bit of study? Because I feel like the job will come with study.
Well, there's a software program that they want me to help promote around at the different hospitals. So I would have to learn all about the software program and everything to do that.
Okay. Beautiful. because I get the reference to there will be study to follow once the job has started, okay? So I feel very strongly around the second job. I do feel a lot of going backwards and forwards, but I don't feel that the travel is going to bother you, okay? I do feel that with that job, it won't be just a phone interview. There will be a face-to-face interview. So to me, it's that feeling that by doing the phone interviews, that they're sort of narrowing down the list, okay? I do feel your name will be on a list where it will require a face-to-face reading as well. A face-to-face meeting as well. Okay.
Well, so they're based in California, and the agency that picked me, they saw my picture on Facebook, and they were, it was like a big deal to them to be able to see what I look like before they interview me, and that kind of concerned me.
Yeah. Okay, I just feel that's the way they run their things, their way. I look at photos and whether they work in the same way, and by a photo as a medium and a psychic, I can sort of pick up on that person's, what their personality is like, the energy they give off. So whether they've got somebody that works along that line, in that sort of field during the hiring. I don't feel that it's about the looks, though. Okay?
Okay.
I do
okay,
feel there
good.
Will be a standard they want to meet, as in a professional stance. Okay?
Oh, good. Okay.
You doubt yourself a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Because Spirit's just acknowledging the fact that you doubt yourself and you need to start trusting within yourself. You've got the ability to meet the requirements. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel it's quite exciting with the travel with work as well, because it's that feeling of not just seeing one place, I'm seeing many places.
Well, I want to be able to move and buy a house, and so I'm hoping with this job I'll be able to do that. I don't necessarily want to move to California. Do you think I'd have to move to California, or could I live anywhere I wanted
I
to?
Don't. Yeah, I don't feel that you need to move to California. To me, it's going to be about the travel. So you may even have certain times of the week that you're not coming home, that you're staying somewhere close with work at the time. Okay, so I feel like I have got one or two days eventually that I won't come home at night. It's that feeling of staying closer to work. So whether you go so far with work one day and you do what you need to do there and then stay in that area that night and move on a little bit further before coming back. Does that make sense?
Think I'll be successful with the company and I'll be there for a long time?
Yes, I do. And I feel like the work that you will be needing to do and the study that you need to do that with it, you will, it's that feeling of being excited and enjoying it. It's that feeling of making a difference too. Okay, the programming is very, I want to say the programming is very intense, but when you get your head around it, it's not that bad.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It'll seem overwhelming to start with, but it's that feeling of breathing through it and one step at a time, and it'll be fine. And when you sort of get there, it's that feeling that, I'm not sure what I was worried about. Okay?
Thanks,
Diana.
I feel very positive
around that second job. All the best and enjoy.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Thank you, Laura. And I wish you all the best with that. But I feel like Laura's going to be doing a lot of travelling. And today I feel excited about being able to see the countryside with that as well, Laura. So if you're still listening, it's that feeling of not sitting in an office doing the same thing in, day in and day out. It's that reference to exploring, seeing more things. All right. I think I only have time for one more quick caller, so we'll say hello. Hi, who we got there?
Hi, Leanne, it's Jane. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Jane. We're nearly out of time, so we'll have to make it a quick one. Did you have a question that you'd like to ask, hon?
Well, I'm dealing with a situation at work, being challenged and have been treated very unfairly, and need some clarity and just want your insight. I wish I can just quit my job, but this job helps pay the bills. And...
Yeah, and it's, I was just about to say, it's that feeling that you need to hang in there a little bit longer, but it's also that reference to standing your ground, because I don't feel that you are in the wrong. And I do feel that you're being treated rather badly with that, okay? They try to put the guilt on you. I feel like somebody around you at work's putting the guilt, using guilt.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's that reference of just trying to ride it out, and later on something else is going to come in, excuse me, in your pathway work-wise, okay? So there will be changes. But also, I want to say stand your ground, but be careful on how you do it. I want to say do it gently and slowly, because nobody's standing up for you, am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
And Kate, if I just get the reference that somebody needs to step in that sense. So you normally are the, I get the reference with your energy that you are the sort of person that will bite her tongue to keep the peace. It's
yes,
time
exactly.
To step out. Step out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever get that tickle to your throat and you can't clear it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just quickly explain what that's about. So we've got, do you understand about how we have chakras in our body?
Yes.
Okay. So each chakra should run smoothly. So the energy should flow nice and smoothly. And when it doesn't, it gets a bit wobbly, and then, like with the throat chakra, if we're holding on to things that we need to speak out about, it will manifest in that physical. So you'll get that tickle to the throat, or that thing, that husky voice that you can't move type of thing. So take note when you get that, what's going on around you. So to me, when you get that, your energy in your throat is out, in your throat chakra is out of balance. You need to be able to speak out and move that energy, okay? So I want to say do it carefully with work, the work situation. But I do feel by doing that, you're going to get the respect back that you deserve. I sort of feel that they feel you're a bit of a pushover in the sense, and that's why they treat you that way. Okay? I want to say take that power back and stand your own ground. Okay? And things will pick up. I don't get the feeling you'll be completely happy there and that things will change and you will look for work elsewhere. But it's, like you said, you can't afford to leave. But put out there to the universe what you want in the way of a job. Okay? And let it manifest. Okay, does that make sense?
It does,
okay.
Yes. So do you see me moving on to a new job?
I do, but I feel like it'll be more next year. Early next year is the reference I get with that.
Oh, really?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, I'll have to leave you with that for now, but thank you for calling in, and sorry to cut you short, but we're running out of time.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're very welcome, Jane, and all the very best with that. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Jane. Work seems to be a thing, a pattern tonight with people having trouble with that. So I always say to people, look at what's going on around you and reassess. Maybe are we giving those around us the power to treat us that way? Do we need to stand our ground? Speak out. Sometimes holding the peace is a good thing, but a lot of the time it's that feeling that we need to speak out and we need to move that energy. So it's really important to be able to do that, rather than have our energy get stuck, okay? All right, well, we're just about out of time again tonight, and I booked tonight's show for an hour, but I had a little bit of trouble getting online to start with. things seem to be working better now. So I look forward to doing the show next week, and I've got a busy week with a few readings coming up, a couple of appointments and whatnot. So I'm hoping that you guys are going to have a good positive week ahead of you, and I look forward to reconnecting with those this week that I have booked in. I've also got another live show coming up for those here in Adelaide in the outer areas. I have a show in North Adelaide, a live show where we do a game, what we did last night, connecting with spirit. So that's on the 15th of August at the Regal Park Motor Inn in North Adelaide on Barton Street. You can always go to my website and check out my live shows and events coming up. We've got a market on the weekend that we're doing, and we're taking the intuition products along to that. So hopefully by the end of this week we'll have a new range that we'll be adding to that if it's ready to go by then. So I'm excited to be bringing that out there. But also next weekend I'll be in Murraybridge with the lovely Beck, and we'll be doing face-to-face readings for the day. I think we've both got about 6 or 7 appointment time still left, and it's nearly booked out. So for those that want to get in, please inbox me. I also am doing phone readings, Skype readings, email readings online. My mentoring program details will be out very soon. I do have a list of a few people interested. So if you're interested, even those over in the States and whatnot, you don't have to be in Australia to do my mentoring program. It's an online thing that we will do once a week over 6 weeks, and it'll be one-on-one with, and we'll work out what level you're at and be able to work things around you. So if you're interested, please check out my Facebook page, Leanne Winston Psychic Medium. My website is leannewinstonpsychicmedium.com. And certainly send me an email. Inbox me, that'd be great. All right, about to go, so take care, and love, honour and cherish those around you. See you next week.